大丈夫。
じゃあ、He's going to be. Oh, okay.
But he's going to be
translating.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll start our meeting. My name is Tom Berger, and this is the Alaska Native Review Commission. I've been traveling all over Alaska and holding hearings like this to see what Alaska Native people have to say about the land claim settlement, about ANCSA, about the corporations, about 1991, subsistence, sovereignty, all of these questions.
I can't touch here. Wani Hotel Honey Lunia, Alaska Native Review Commission. Shall it to Ayagas Honey Lunia, Mani Hotel State of Alaska Mia? Hotten Kruhluki Uta, Nichugnakluni. Hanslet Uti Chugnakluki, Matumqua, Alaska Native Land Claim Settlement Act. Shall it to Corporation Nata? Taima Chalaksi Kalaut Kluki. Salisu Awaya Taima Nitlachtukuta 1991 Nakunatlank. Tamakunik Chali Kalaut Chakrani Fataji of Baka, Manin Rilunka, Chum Chalakwas Homan.
I've been holding hearings for a year now, and we've been to 56 villages and towns and held meetings like this, and more than 1,300 Alaska Native people and other Alaskans have testified. And this is one of the last places that we'll be visiting. So I'm glad that we were able to come here to Dillingham.
Manakota Jalaknia Jalakotolina, Mayas Hakuf Katalonia Nunatusagatria, Kuchlutin Time of 56 villages, Jalisutok town at Angola Ritunut. Jalisu, Jiokpokot Matumas Hakumia Usagalatria, testimonies hut. But in what the Kanakanks had Kalak was at 1300 took shipping at Alaska Native people, that what the youth Alaska Mui. My Sumania King of Siluni, what do I pardon Mana Pijikoka, King of Sit, what the Lakshukuman and Una, when it telling him a mippis at the grammar. Kuyakotoya, Pionakotachimka, Pionakojim Kotachikumachiraminka, Attack of Poka, Manakalakalakaritaima Pitkrib.
Now, I don't represent the government of the United States or the government of Alaska. I was asked to do this job by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, which is an international organization of Eskimos from Alaska, Canada, and Greenland. And the work is also, the commission is also sponsored by the World Council of Indigenous People, which is an international organization of Native people from North and South America.
Markin government Tamka Chingu Manitin Yokwatlu Kingu Maluni. federal lam kwatlo laskam ka chingum of knani una kwatcha chalil ra of knani tam tamakuni government tagni tagwama ukuni kwatto ya applicamani inupet circular polar conference tamaku taikhluku apsaxtulini yuta matum kwatto ya Awai kanot khanik native land claim mai ukutchanik. Chali ai pan jingu musti wakin kingun kleni luni World Council of North and South America. Yu twatoi magutai ukunalingut matum nunamta North and South America yuita chali
So I would like you to tell me how you feel about the land claim settlement. What are the good points in it, and what are the bad points? I'd like you to tell me how you feel about the 1991 issues. Should there be restrictions on the sale of shares? Because if a majority of Native people sell their shares in their corporations, they lose control of their corporations, and since the land, the native land in Alaska, is land belonging to the corporations, then if you lose control of the corporations, you lose control of the land. So do you think there should be restrictions on the sale of shares, or should people have the right to sell their shares and get some money for them in 1991?
Attack of Pakwa, Nichulinuk, Kaisun Hotelpsia, Umyachtrozechpsnik, Matum, Native Land Claim Hotoy, Tunginuna. Tawa, Tame Umyachtrozechnik, Azechtok, Watuka, Situka. Salisua, Umi Hototki, Takamia. Ashakumi 1991 my manna apkita stakaka tun yugmarah kaulun takumak. Tosukka toni hukka nukutun kshats tun takutuhtukut tamakut tunna katki seilaga katki hutus stakat Kaisun hoto tuumiaqlaka tamana nunam salisu matum hoto istakam kontrolaqka huallu awluqlaka tamana huankuta kaisun tuumiaqlaka hoto ayuqlukul tichal chalisqumat chifuqa tamakun hoto ya taimum yuqfutia aputun qofsi huallu qanaqkan qofsiya
Then there are other possibilities that people have brought up in other villages. In some places they've said, well, maybe we should transfer our land from the corporations to an IRA government or a traditional council or to a cooperative or a non-profit corporation so that the land will be protected in future there. That's an idea that others have had. Then there's the question of the children. Born since 1971, the new natives, if the ones that were born too late to be enrolled as shareholders, should something be done for them?
Chalihua Aguma 1991 Chalakan, Pitchuchi market for toy, Alakat illiter. When if a cannot guy, I pony hook what in I give out illiter to Latinut my up cutting noon out sting, see you looky IRA Council Lannan. When I put a Tacoma IRA, a day my linear classic Indian Resolution Act. A katakshuk Tämä kunnon jäli tuumeaksuvani luku nunnautut. Huolluva jäli illait kandasin niutta tohpeaksuk nuna imuun kuoppaukluku, kuoppamun siiluku, kuoppatyvvanen huotta siiluku. Tootstunna jäli umjohtklasin niut vasaganaukluku. Tuo jäli unafani illimattumma Kalaarutkaan imkutta mikillinguut, juhtlat, 1997 naam kingoni. Nauhaa, unohani Land Claims Law handlera, 1997 naam nirgaluni. Tooni mikillinguut kingoni juhtlat, illauti mafknaatni huottamattomun Native Land Claim. Naakut nunhua. Tämä kutsuttoi makut appiutkaci umjongsautkaci avaici kannot kuorai. Taima huing illaitu kutvani juutta tutsuklaavai piatra kannot huma taakoh paktavuam Juhtanghtok taime maanis, si nii tunnillaräni juhni ilaati taringtukka illi kannotkin ritaakam, ku takarifkina siia kannotkin ranaakti. So. Nineteen seventy-one naami kanslani. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think I caught the.
That was my mistake.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm here to listen to what you have to say, so I'm not going to say any more except to ask you when you, if you have something to say, if you wouldn't mind coming to the front and sitting here at this microphone, so that what you say can go down on tape and be transcribed, because. I want there to be a permanent record of everything that people have said at these hearings in Alaska, so that when I write my report, it will be based on what you've told me. My job is to put together a report about ANCSA and about the way Alaska natives feel about it, where it's worked, where it hasn't worked, and to make recommendations that that you can use in planning what you're going to do about ANCSA in the future. That means that we have to have a permanent record of what you've said, and that's why Jim Sykes, the man with the earphones, accompanied me so that there could be a tape made of everything that you say.
Laita taima chaliva kaulukua kingumka nuttan sua tama ku twativri marikunhtki ja taima sorhka kun chalimattuma pichikki rah kaulutin aran kasuutain kottoi nasivari kuhti ma engunrilukku atataku aran Aran rigit kain kota taimassaita kingumka atataku nazvagah kaurutin kwankutun. Tämä on kiinnostavaa, maa ei kehtävää ja hataa kohdalla testimonialla.
My report will go to the Inuit Circumpolar Conference and they will submit it to the United Nations, but I will be sending a copy to every village corporation and to every village council and to every regional corporation and regional non-profit association. And I'll send one to everybody who testifies at these hearings so that you will know that what you told me has been the basis of what I'm going to be saying in my report about ANCSA. So that's why we're here, and I look forward to hearing what you have to say. I think I should only add on behalf of Jim Sykes and Joyce Johnson, who's from Dillingham, who works with our commission, that we appreciated very much the potluck supper tonight. We really enjoyed it, and we thank you for that. Indeed. And the dancing. We enjoyed the dancing, too.
Yeah. Manna khutte report alkhane kanotka aya gakhkautya manna qalakhwalkhchiya ukunun Inuit Council qakhkun watta ni qagamun ni kununa sali suwa a United Nation nanun kha sali aya stakhkautni luku report alni tagam hukka Nunani khutte taima village council lani chaliya illaut khugufti mani taima nunani lasani chaliya tamatum tu akhkalu chi portal minka khutte village corporation nat tu akhkalu chalis ilajiya qalakhl khukanna chaliya reportal minik chal tu akhkalu taum khani khwa uta qalikh tu khukka ni chumagluniya qalaqtaqpisnikka ataakerpak salilunerlugulinaasi taim paatlakkaalerpisnik quyaaluniya ataakerpak nol narlerameniqkatta quyaaviksi taamakka panuikikikattaanuttaan.
So we're glad that some of the elders are here and some of the younger people as well, and we hope to hear from all of you. So we're ready for whoever wishes to be first tonight.
Hello, my name is Nick Nicolai, and I'm a student from Kliwonik, Alaska. I think the 1991 issues should be considered with a great deal of care. Do we really want our land and corporation lost? Well, to me, I think it would be a great loss. In order for us to get informed about the issues, I suggest that adults and students attend all these conferences. So once 1991 comes, we will be familiar with what will approach us. Once 1991 is here, people or buyers will be piling up around you. And once you sell your stock to these people, there is no turning back to the way we traditionally use the land, I mean subsistence. You will not be able to hunt on it anymore. You will not be able to use the land also. So once 1991 comes along, which is only 6 years away, the people have to make decisions on what they want their future to hold. I think that stock should be unrestricted, but to an acceptable limit. If I'm ever asked what kind of corporation there should be, whether it be a non-profit or profit corporation, I would prefer a non-profit corporation rather than a corporation that makes a profit, because it must ensure that we keep these things that could be lost forever for future use. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Tom Acklecock. I attend high school at Kliwonik, but I'm originally from Equok. I am concerned about 1991 because I hear a lot of people saying that they won't lose their stock because they aren't going to sell it. The people who say that don't understand that selling your stock isn't the only way we could lose our stock and land. There are several ways we could lose our stock. We could lose it by selling it and by collateral. Which means if you owe a person a lot of money and can't pay it off, they can take your stock away. When the federal government gave us the land, they weren't giving us anything. They were just giving us what was rightfully ours in the first place. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
My name's Tatiana Kuvak. I'm a junior in New Stoyac High School. During the summer, people from all over come to fish in our area. There are more people coming up the Nushagak River each year. I heard people talking in my village that the sports fishermen are wasting the fish. For example, last summer there were lots of cut up fish along the Nushagak River, and some people said that they shouldn't fish in our area because they are catching for the fish for fun and they are playing with them. I don't think that they should be doing this, so I think that they shouldn't let too many tourists come into our area. If there are too many people in our area, the less fish there would be. We want fish to come up and down our area for food. We the native people catch the fish for food, and we don't want to see the fish go to waste. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pani, sali makut kalak tak siyoki umakmas tak siyo lagaya kai kasakit ng kalak tak siyo tamay yugunun makut abukat kalak takat kasakit ng sali tawtun to ayo kagalug ni siyo ayo kalak tak kagit ni kagat yugat yugun na tawt na sinrok tawam.
I translated. Kasukwa yutsan gaya geluku. Wangku tu ciulia buci atokuluku ciuksit yutsat. Kasuna atokuluku tamani yutayoksat. Kiasuna sunnoitaki. Wangku ta mai ciutakayua aduta nisklaskop tamak.
Okay, Ivan Blunka from New Stoyac like to make a few statements. One of the first statements that he made here is concerning the land. He said when he was born, and he was speaking not just for himself, but also for the elders, I presume, that when they were born, there was no problems connected with the land in this area. And we'll go on from there. Back, according to his understanding, back then, this land did not belong to the government or any form of government, but it belonged to the native people. And the only form of people that did something with it were the Russians. What he's been told in the past concerning the land ownership was that at one time, I guess, you know, his father or the older people told him that the Russians came in and came into the land and started using the land for its gold and for its fur. And because of its gold and fur, there was a lot of disturbance, sometimes fighting, and even to the point of killing. And then after the Russians decided that they couldn't make it on the fur and the gold, they sold it to another form of government, and that's the government which we know today. He's also been told that some of the old people in the past used to say, even though they didn't go to school, didn't have an education, they didn't have any books, but they used to say that in the future, referring to our time today, that this land was going to become evil, not only just the land, but the people with it. And he says that he never saw this come to a head until now.
Tomanitlaska, when he's Tomana, Kanotkaraqui, Salimaimanna pisuqiaqarput tuankuta tamamtayugunmat tiulap pisulasorlugit nunaan pitsiat nayaqalut ngawaqin tot pagaap tayaqalut tammai tamanat tiuliartaqwankuta pisuqiaqamanna ayuqsugu tamalkuaniuguni huankuta piksaqsuuyaqput Nunamuksukina pisongong minunat min pisongong atangatiyok kanago hangkutu piskomaluk tuat na yok sok nunak pakas kan mikilingo lilgal mikilingo tkalat kalaktut nunamukunu kuniyuk nunat min ipadut
Okay, now he's changed the subject a little bit to hunting. And that is to our the native subsistence lifestyle. The problem that can become a problem is this: if people claim land and say it is theirs, and say that some people could not hunt in that certain part of a land. It could be a problem. In the past, people used to hunt from everywhere, and nobody said that this was their land or that person's land. This is the way it was. But he says that in their particular village corporation, when they talked about land and some of the restrictions, they came to consensus and said that they would not put restrictions on hunting and subsistence rights of fellow natives. And then his final statement was that the person who was stingy with his land will eventually die in his land.
Mahatama kanot sa tamana, to ayok suta at ako yung umigilog, tampiyak suko. Manamay. Sa tamay, so akay mo manano na, nantiwan ako, pala ka na yagin sa kanagaya giloko. Kasuk ko akhtok-tok ko, kasuk ko akhtok ko na ito. Magutakay ng umalagit, igatulagit na kito ulito. Apaw na sige ko ang asige cheko kumaya sige cheko apaw na sige ko kayo kunot. Tumakstum ta tingo makuni ko ta sige ko kakchika. Kung ko ta tumak na ilong tinayo ko lakto. Pagkunta ko ang pagkunti tumak. Sokso ko. Kung ko ta tumak na ilong tuntoy ato akputa ko. Manamano na makay nga tammi. Kasyakaw nga kong ito.
His next comment says that if those who knew what was going on or happening, even prior to 1971, I think that's what he was referring to, and then on, perhaps they could have noticed some of the problems and dealt with them, and then come up with some solutions. And also, he says that perhaps they are working on this now. But he made a statement that without the help of the one who holds everything, and he was referring to the power up on high, that all the efforts to make amends or to make things right concerning the land will be fruitless because he's the only one that can solve the problems.
Telikwanikwa naukwa magpisukoyakamanna paganikutlaktoknunam timbakwankuta yuguni ang tutangnaktuku Pijumilaqiaqput isiwaqanerut kisuarput attautarkum tuatun. Yutmai kinguliaqatamllqiinaqaatna. Ang tutaqaluk tama pikuunangilerilluni visuqullerit amllartut tuatun qaallukkuaqquni aapparuni uktiqqu aapparunllukkunaani. Visuqullerit amllallerit yut. Kassaakaarumullu pisuulallerit. Tuotin toi piiumi reaktuu umiohtikalla reaktuut huonkut, huonkut oppikaan miettiin aakamta.
His next area of concern is about the size or the area of the hunting ground. Says, seems to him that with so many different user groups trying to hunt off the same land that it's become small. Somehow, if people who are aware of this could work and see if they can expand the hunting area, and I don't know, he doesn't have any suggestions how that could be done, but with people, and, you know, as families grow, and people moving in and using the land more and more, it becomes smaller with the growth of the population. He sees this as one problem, and that is the area of hunting. Seems like it's become smaller.
When you were telling 91 of Skuni, Kasunayo kutsak putsal kong kutan na sa ulo kong taring umanay ng kong kutmayak sa kal. Tayo kutsit putsak sa kutnutan na antiwan na kuskan. Tamani, taring umanay ng kong kutnutuman na kutsik. Abukat kasagat. Kasagat iluwak at kasunayo kutsak sa. Sinakak putsal na sa ulo ko. Tawad 91 nokuskan tuat pikan uksun ksumallugun tuumeaqqaluk tunnillaarpukinnannunaanuk pikuuniaappaarni nalleeqasinneruluuna assiinana ayaqtiq nalleeqatoqulluk aappaarni assinneruluuna ayaqtiq tuat uksun ummallugun tuumeaqqaluk 91 nokuqtinqaanna tunnillaarpukinnannunnaatmi
Okay, and then concerning the time when we can sell either our stock or our land in 1991, he doesn't know what it's going to be for people who are not educated, how they're going to deal with that. He says that maybe perhaps people who have an education are kind of aware of what's going on or going to happen in 1991 will fare better. But for those who may not understand everything concerning 1991, his suggestion is not to sell your stock at least for a year or two and see what happens. And then after that, kind of play it by ear and see which is the best way to go. Perhaps maybe from watching other people, he figures knows what they're doing.
Askapertam kun meeting ahtu kut kanumi uqalaam kutit naunan tot nasin nolaht meeting alrani yuguni khonkuta qantuqulaaf kunani makutagaingum alrit chalqalaqtaqata kiutuqulaaf kunaki meeting ayunaqla qadin toay taqqaqani qanqiulaaq taqqsa
thank you sir
qoyaan
Thank you.
My name is Georgi Litsik from Aleknagik. I'm going to speak Yupik. Kanika khinga kalakh twita meeting ame amsame ilini kalakh tunga kama Kanika khinga umyamnka kalakh katakhta manna khinga nunakunu kaka kudu khanayu kakatuni umitaka akiru yamun tuni umitaka khikman kayukka chalisu nasun ritukut Aking tuli ni tayo, maaking laki ako siyam sa kanik. Tawa mo na kitsuka mo ka nang ito. Noon natok kin kankot at siyo lang na kani hakayok sa kani siyo lang na kapit ni nakinanglis ko na ito kut. Noon na maulog sa kakot katan sik tuta ang lifkakaluta ato rin maluta makalgan ka Aksang kakluta, kamaksang kakluta sa makalgan. Tawam kuno na kuno na manna. Taima, kinayam na nitsko kutakan kami ito ni kuni matu magchayal ng itong kingwa na ayaw kakao ni luku. Tama na sa pitsugok. Man na sa hiyuk kaka na ito kinako ilumun to at na ayaw kakao. Magut hingam sa makanrilin kama sa hakam kani ka atakumi kanrilama kankakatakta. Hunasu kan ktam kuciungani yuagluku khatai awai tai ayagni kata satni nasikluku koyallo atto taklisya
ya manachum and kat kan okay Georgia would like to share a few things with us concerning what he thinks he says that usually he doesn't talk in very many meetings, but when he talks, he, you know, usually has something to say. So, first of all, he'd like to say that he wants to hang on to the land. And he says that we know from experience, many of us who've done fishing and have made money otherwise from other sources. Money goes fast. You may have quite a lot of money, but next few days after you spend it, it's gone. But the land, he says, has always been and it's still around. And then speaking from experience, he says that the land always takes care of us people, has always taken care of most all the native people in Alaska, and has it gives us what we need. From the land we get food, from the land we get clothing, from the land we get things to wear on our feet. And but if one If anyone sells their land, it would be just like losing everything. Because if you don't have the land, you don't have all these other things that he mentions that you get from the land.
Yeah, You tilum nayu khatna gudun kans khatna yu khut khuing asna sun ngitan ka. Yugum kinuna pik stait sogman na tamagami kya supik sakwa yu na kunak niyak fan khil tailu ting pisung gata kina kan yu na ni pik niluku. Jalisu yu jais kamun sakhti ngak kaun risk mukh nik sakhti yu itut na sun ngitan ka. Ngayul kiting chat tuku chuitait nunam kaingani. Ilumun tuatun maa ayuk kuni khangani pismani napsiut nguyan reiduk. Khatun kiaimun piksak wakpkna ku awani tun chiuk fatun ayuk fkakaluku pisu kuyul reid. Nun nautkin raku tamkattu ay cooperation at ayuk nilngut nun nautkin ratu illuani tamk piak kaulutin. Maa ilumun napsiut nguak kauk. Kiyuk sit makut. Toi tai ei matsak filraatun ajuk tiikut juut. at kinuk faniyawani taklisyo.
Okay, he'd like to elaborate a little bit more on what Ivan Blunka said concerning what he considered the traditional way that the native people thought of land back in the old days. You older people understand what he's talking about. No one in the past said, this land is mine, but it belonged to everybody. When people want to come and hunt, nobody went out and told them, you're hunting on my land. And also, when people hunted in the past, they didn't go out to hunt just to waste what they were after. They went out there to hunt because they needed what they needed or what they were after. And he'd like to follow up on a suggestion that Mr. Blunka made, and that is that if people would continue even after they got title, the village corporations got title to their land, with the idea that the native people have always had, and that is to say, you're hunting on my land, or share and share alike, and not go and tell people this land is mine and not yours, there would be less problems. But if people started telling